Blessed be the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, who shines in glory, clothes us in compassion, and bears gifts of mercy for all. Amen. Let us confess our sins with confidence in God's promise of forgiveness. God, wonderful counselor, God's loving kindness has appeared to us in Christ our Savior. We are saved, not by anything we have done, but by God's mercy poured on us richly. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Through the Spirit living in you, God give you faith to trust Jesus, who is love born for you, now and always.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Kyrie eleison on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison every day. For peace in the world, for the health of the church, for the unity of all. For this holy house, for all who worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. That we may live out your impassioned response to the hungry and the poor. That we may live out truth and justice and grace, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison. On our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison every day. For peace in our hearts, for peace in our homes, for friends and family, for life and for love, for our work and our play, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison every day. For your Spirit to guide, that you center our lives in the water and the word. That you nourish our souls with your body and blood, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison every day. God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High. Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you anointed Jesus at his baptism with the Holy Spirit and revealed him as your beloved Son. Keep all who are born of water and the Spirit faithful in your service, that we may rejoice to be called children of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. And the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We ask that the congregation please read the bold print. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord, you who kings.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedar trees, breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
The Lord makes Lebanon.
The voice of the Lord bursts forth in lightning flashes. The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forest bare. And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying, glory!
The Lord sits in front of the blood. The Lord sits in front of the feet forevermore.
O Lord, give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace. A reading from Acts. Now, when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet, the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As the people were filled with expectation, and all who were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we commemorate the baptism of our Lord. And the story that we heard in Luke could easily invite a society like ours to entrench ourselves further into our binary thinking and how we see the world and how we see one another. Certainly, the wheat and the chaff paint the image of the good and the bad, and what will become of the good and the bad. But it's also helpful to be reminded of how this image also invites us to see the complexity in ourselves and in one another. Not to simply box people into an either-or, but to see ourselves and others as both-and. Lutheran Christians talk about being simultaneously saints and sinners. You might feel like you've heard that throughout your life if you're a Lutheran Christian, and for me constantly. However, it seems clear that it is a concept that we should center ourselves in, even more so today. For no other reason but to keep ourselves humble, to see our neighbor and those who are different with us not with suspicion or as chaff, but to see the good, to see the wheat in them as well. And even if we spent the time just looking at ourselves in the mirror and less time trying to point the finger at our neighbor, that would produce wheat. We're reminded that following the way of Jesus and being baptized and joined to Jesus, joined to the living God, is both joyful and uncomfortable. And John the Baptist says this morning in Luke's Gospel, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. That unquenchable fire might conjure up the various images of hell Western civilization has brought to us. In the context of even when John the Baptist is saying, there's an image of fire that's purifying. That there's a fire that comes to us and purifies us when God claims us. That could be a beautiful imagery as well. But it doesn't come to us without pain or discomfort. For the sinner in us will die in order for the saint in us to rise to new and constant life in this world. Ever been upset when someone tells you the truth about you that you don't want to hear? That ever sting you a bit or burn you, right? A lot of kids today say burn, right? That was a burn, right? Because it does, it burns you. But if you can hear that truth of something that might be unpleasant, something that you know is not right, something you know that you need to change, stop doing, that can bring about new life. When we don't resist those things and allow for the Holy Spirit to convict us with the fire of truth, that brings about new life, we are transformed. So this image of fire is good news. And what's important us to know, regardless of how we're, what facet we're looking at John's words here, sorting out the good for the bad, from the bad, the wheat from the chaff, who is the one doing the sorting? Is it you? Is it me? He's very clear. It's the Messiah that does the sorting. It's not any of us. But that too is good news. It's good news of salvation because it's not our work. It's not our faithfulness. It's the faithfulness of Christ. And John himself, John the Baptist himself, follow his trajectory in the gospel. He goes from saying, I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal, to later on when he's in prison, sitting in a jail cell, sending word to Jesus, are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? See, it's not our faith that saves us. It's the faithfulness of Christ. We might lose faith, but Jesus is so faithful that he takes on the cross that saves us. It is Jesus who makes us worthy, even if we are chaff. It is Jesus that turns us into wheat. In Jesus, we get the living God who gathers, loves, and sends us out into the world. Now, this morning, some of our scouts are receiving their God and Me award. And in the curriculum, we talked about the God who gathers, loves, and sends us out into the world. Right, Andrew? Remember all that? Right? Jay, should I quiz you now? No. My kids, they're paying attention? No. Right? In our introduction, if you recall, we talked about how God gathers all of us, even us as children, right? In Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 to 15, then the little children were being brought to him in order that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them, but Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs. And he laid his hands on them and went away. In terms of this process, it serves as a reminder for all of us that the kingdom of God knows no age limit or requirement. The kingdom of God is for all of God's children. And then we talked about how God is creator of the universe and creates each and every one of us, and that we acknowledge and give praise to this God who created us. We give knowledge and praise, give thanks and praise for Jesus, who is a gift to us. We talked about the birth of Jesus as being a savior for us, and how we can talk and communicate with God through prayer. And one of the things that they did was centering themselves and trying to memorize the Lord's Prayer. And then we concluded in our curriculum in how God caring for me means that God calls us to care for others, right? And then there's the image of God as the shepherd and how we, as God's children, should be shepherding other people as well. This is precisely the God that we reflect in the world. What the world says is unworthy, unworthy of gathering together, unworthy to be called beloved children of God. God says, gather those people. Gather all people. Share with them the unconditional love of God. For on the cross, Jesus asks the Father to forgive those who are crucifying him, which serves as a reminder and a testament to the good news that none of us are beyond forgiveness. None of us are beyond redemption. What the world would see as undesirable chaff, God claims us and says, you are wheat, you are my child, you are mine, I will never let you go. For through the waters of holy baptism, God claims us with those words of being beloved children. And we have a promise that we belong to God because God promises us that he will never let us go, and even death will never separate us from the love that we know in Jesus Christ. Even death will not separate us from the living God. And as we have been adopted into the family of God, we too should extend that love to those who feel lost and shunned in this world. I am moved
by those people who are, and their kids often, and young adults, that will publicly share how their own parents have disowned them for who they are or what they're doing. And then there are strangers that will reach out to them and say, I'm your mom now. I'm your dad now. This is the kind of love that is extended to us by God in an unloving world. And when we receive such love from God and understand our identity as being God's beloved children, then we're to extend such love to all people, including those who are on the margins of our society. It is this kind of love that we receive when we are forgiven. It is this kind of love that we trust in the midst of our fears and our doubts, because when we lean on the love that we've received from Jesus Christ, those fears and doubts lose power as we celebrate and rejoice in the living God that we experience as we gather as God's holy church centered in word and sacrament. As Jesus demonstrates another act of solidarity with us through his baptism, we are reminded today that we do not do the sorting. Jesus does the sorting. But we get to do the gathering. That's our mission. That's our calling as the church. We get to do the gathering. When we are sent out to share the love of Jesus, our scouts were given that image of Jesus as the shepherd. But today we're also reminded of God as a parent. And that parental love of our God is unconditional. We are God's beloved. And God is well pleased with us, even when our faith is imperfect. And our expectations are exceeded. God exceeds our expectations, raises us to new and abundant life, gathers us in community to share the love of God's beloved Son. And then we're sent out into the world to keep gathering and to keep sharing the love of Jesus with others. Thanks be to God. Amen. At this time, I'd invite our scouts to come forward. Alessandra, Andrew, Jay, Layla, and Vincent. This is from the Lutheran Association, the National Lutheran Association on Scouting. The Recognitions Committee, on behalf of the National Association on Scouting, is pleased to recognize the noteworthy honor that has been bestowed upon you in receiving the prestigious God in Me Award, given by the Lutheran Church and recognized by the Boy Scouts of America. We ask you to receive these certificates and pins from the association, and we congratulate you on your efforts and encourage you to further your journey with Christ and your church. In his service, Judy Miller. Let us pray. Almighty God, you created us, redeemed us, and we rejoice in the good news of your love eternal. Bless these children and all your children, that we may always trust in your love, and may we be extensions of your divine love in the world. We ask these things through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Why don't we rejoice in what these kids continue to have accomplished and continue to accomplish, and we pray that they continue to grow in their faith and in their life in the church. We continue with the hymn of the day. Congratulations. You can take that back. I'm just shaking your hand. Yeah. Thank you, Jay. You go back. Go back to your seat.
in the water and the witness, in the breaking of the bread, in the waiting arms of Jesus, who is risen from the dead. New beginning. The Father.
Let us now say what we believe in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is poured out upon us in abundance, so we are bold to pray for the church, the world, and all that God has made. By the Holy Spirit, you gather your church and send it out in mission to share the good news of Jesus. Inspire your faithful people to be fervent in prayer and service, that all people know that they are precious in God's sight. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Adam, our pastor and dean, all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
You reveal your love and power through water and the Spirit. Guard rivers, seas, and all bodies of water from destruction and pollution. Secure access to clean water for all, and protect the land from drought and flood. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Establish among the nations the blessings of peace. Raise up leaders who will protect vulnerable people in their care. Strengthen advocates who risk reputation or retaliation for the sake of mercy and justice. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
You protect us through the fires and troubled waters of this life. Assure us that we will not be cut off from you by illness or despair, anxiety or pain, confusion or weakness. Comfort all who are in need, especially Rob, the Beale family, Matt, Tracy, Amber, Crystal, Vincent, Pat, Debbie, Candace, Randy, Stan, Phyllis, Jasmine, Audrey, David, Ruth, Barb, Leah, our homebound, and for those with COVID-19. We give thanks for vaccines and treatments, and we ask that you strengthen doctors, medical care workers, and caretakers who see the needs of all entrusted to their care. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We are joined in baptism to Christ and to one another. Bless those who are newly baptized and those who are preparing for baptism. Help us to be faithful in fellowship, worship, evangelism, service, and justice seeking. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, you sent your Son Jesus to protect us all. We pray for those in our armed services and their chaplains. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
You created each of your saints for your glory. We give thanks for those who have called by name into your eternal embrace. Comfort us in grief and release us from fear. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Since we have such great hope in your promises, O God, we lift these and all our prayers to you in confidence and faith through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
We continue with an offering. You may be seated.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, sovereign of the universe. You offer us new beginnings and guide us on our journey. Lead us to your table, nourish us with this heavenly food, and prepare us to carry your love to a hungry world. In the name of Christ, our light.
Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him, your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy God, author of time, one among us, breath of our bodies, you are as close to us as skin and infinite as stars. You came to us as Jesus of Nazareth, carpenter and rabbi, who on the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim today the Lord's blessing, present in our time just as in ages past, building the communion of saints even from our own bodies. Bless us with your presence and give us here a foretaste of the feast to come. Let your Holy Spirit infuse our hearts and minds with joy so that we may live to praise you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, I'd invite forward our communion assistants and all those who are participating in Children's Church. Distribution of the sacrament of Holy Communion will be continuous. I'll be at the center behind the baptismal font with the consecrated hosts. There'll be two stations for consecrated wine. If you desire grape juice, that will only be served on the pulpit side. An usher will have trays of glass cups, and they will release you coming forward. So receive a glass cup as you come forward. You'll receive the wine or the grape juice by pouring chalice. And then when you're done with that cup, there are trays at both ends of our stations where you can set the cup, the glass cup that you just used as you return back to your pew. This is not Martin Luther's table. This is not St. John Lutheran's table. This is the Lord's table. All are welcome to come to receive. We believe Christ is present here and he offers himself to you. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ given for you. May you always know that you are God's beloved. May you always know that you are God's beloved. May you always know that you are God's beloved. May you always know that you are God's beloved. The body of Christ given for you. 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 Thank you. Please rise. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, gracious God, for we have feasted on the abundance of your house. Send us to bring good news and to proclaim your favor to all. Strengthen with the richness of your grace in your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
As you leave today, a brief announcement. The Knowles have, in the narthex, as you're going out, they have something, one per household, that is kind of in celebration of the baptism of our Lord. So make sure you get one of those bags as you head out this morning. As Christ sends us out into the world, let us recite the mission God has given us. God, who leads you in pathways of righteousness, who rejoices over you, and who calls you by name, God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless your going out and your coming in, today and forever.
Go with Christ into a weary world. Share the good news.
Thanks be to God.